So hello everybody and welcome to our Body Freedom Foundation's exercise pillar. As you might recall, this is pillar 3 of 7, and these are the critical foundational pieces that you want to be working people through while you're working on what they think while you're working on their main problem. People come in with a specific issue, gut problems, headaches, sinus problems, whatever it might be. And they want you to work on that. They want you to give them the magic herb, the magic food, the magic thing that's going to fix that. But you and I know better. We know that it's the pillars, the foundational things, what they eat, how they breathe, how they think, what they put in their mouth, how they exercise, that makes the huge difference for them. So we put together this program where you have resources that you can use. Now, you may have some of your own. You may have some of your own exercise resources already. For those of you just starting out, you may not. You're welcome to use these and get ideas from these on how you can create your own or how you can talk to people. So I'm planning to take you through for the exercise all the different pieces that you can put together when you're helping people to design an exercise program. Because face it, I don't know if you've heard this, but I hear it all the time. I don't like to exercise. I don't like to move. I don't have time to exercise. I don't have the energy to exercise. So we're going to handle all of those objections and help them to get to love exercise. So as you recall, here's our handy dandy pyramid. These Body Freedom Foundations spell out the word freedom. And the reason it spells out the word freedom is because when a person is balanced in all these areas, they have the freedom to live their life on their terms, not on their body's terms, not on the, I'm too tired for that, I have a headache, so I can't do that. But we're hoping to free them up so that they actually have the freedom. And unless you address these pillars, unless you actually get them balanced, the rest of their body's going to fall apart. And we can't have good digestion, blood sugar, adrenals, thyroid, sex hormones, organs, brain function. We can't have any of that unless we're addressing the foundations. And that's what we're here for. So we have fun, rest, exercise, environment, diet, outlook, and mindfulness. This is the third pillar. The Body Freedom Foundations, fun, rest, exercise, environment, diet, outlook, and mindfulness. This presentation is about exercise. Why is exercise important? Why is it important that you don't just say, oh yeah, you don't like to exercise, we don't have to? It's totally important for their health and well-being. It's totally important because it oxygenates and nourishes their brain and their gut. And we need those pieces very, very vibrant in order for them to get healthy. It reduces stress and balances blood sugar. How can there be something wrong with that? It's more effective than antidepressants in many people, and there have been many studies that showed this. Athletes have a higher diversity of gut microorganisms. Guess what? That's because they're moving. Exercise induces a higher diversity of gut microorganisms, and we know that more diversity of the microorganism, the microbiome, makes a huge difference for the health of that microbiome. How do we get them to exercise? How do we get them to do it in a way that they're going to enjoy? And we're going to take you through that. One way is through burst exercise. You know, those short 30-second bursts that raise your growth hormone and lower insulin levels? Burst exercise, awesome. Have them do that. We'll take you through and show you some resources we have. Daily low-intensity aerobic exercise, whether that be walking or cycling or swimming, or just doing some nice routines. What I like to do is incorporate the fun pillar with the exercise pillar and encourage my clients to do something fun. So one of them likes to turn on music and does aerobic dancing, basically, to her favorite music. That's a great way to do it. What are the things that they like to do? So part of this pillar is where you're going to assess how are they doing on the exercise piece. And we introduced in the overview part of this pillar, these 7 pillars, we introduced you to a questionnaire where you can assess each of the pillars. Now, it's a combo questionnaire. We also are giving you a particular assessment for each of the pillars so you can go back and see how they're doing. Or if you really, you know, they're already doing a lot with their diet, you know that it's not real fun for them to sit down and fill out forms, you can just give them the particular pillar and assessment to see where they're at, and it helps you to see where they are at the beginning and then where they are after you do a 6-week program with them or a 3-month program with them. And then quick routines. We always want to have things they can do quickly. How can they incorporate the exercise into their daily life? So I'm going to share with you what I have for you and how you can use it to the best regards of your client. This is the page that's already set up on our site, the Body Freedom Pillar Exercise. And we have 5 focus points that we're going to be looking at and that we're giving you various resources, videos, checklists, etc. Getting started with fitness, the benefits of burst training, fitness routine timing, using T-TAP exercises. And we have a whole section of 4 weeks of T-TAP that was donated by Teresa Tapp. For those of you who don't know her, she's the founder of T-TAP and has this amazing exercise routine that can get people started. And then we also have quick routines that you can fit into busy schedules. On 2 different occasions, we invited friends and colleagues of mine who are fitness professionals to come in and do little quick, how do you do these in a short period of time for our Energy Recharge coaching program. And they've done an amazing job with this. These are easy to do exercises that people can incorporate. And we have a fitness library that you're going to get to take a look at too. So this is the top of your new page. This is the Fitness 101 page. So on Fitness 101, we have making fitness a regular part of the day. Just get them doing 3 minutes a day, right? Pick an activity that they can do, and there you have it, right? So that's a very simple way to get them started. Just get them started light and easy. And then we have a getting started with exercise video in the fitness video library. It's a great thing for you to look at, get ideas, and make your own getting started with exercise video, a 3-minute video that talks to them, that you can send them home with a link that they can go and watch and learn about this. And then we have an introduction to burst training in our fitness library. So we encourage you to get them going on burst training. It can be simple stuff like up and down the stairs. It can be, if they don't have a full set of stairs there on a 1-story home, they probably have like 2 or 3 stairs leading from the outside up onto a porch. And you can get them going there. They can buy a simple little step, and I'll show you what we have in terms of resources for purchasing equipment if they want to set up their own little mini home gym. I have my own little mini home gym, and it's at the top of my stairs. I have a loft upstairs, and it's got a balcony, and that's where my office is. And off to the side, there's a little, like almost like a archway, a breezeway that leads from my office into my kids' rooms. And I've got my exercise equipment set up there, and I've got pictures of it in one of these library videos. And then finally, we have this whole fitness video library, which I'm going to show you what it looks like in a moment. Now, lots of stuff that I put together in there, all homegrown stuff. And I want you to see that that's what you can do. You can just take out your cell phone. I recommend you get a little tripod for it. Very easy, cheap, $15 on Amazon. Put that on the tripod and take little videos of you doing various exercises. Or if you have a little setup in your home and it's an easy, quick way to do it, then go ahead and do it. The next piece is our introductory videos. So this is all on a page. This is called the Fitness Library. And you'll click to it, and we have this amazing set of stuff. Like I said, all homegrown, all simple, nothing done with studio or lighting or anything like that. We have the getting started with exercise, which we mentioned, the burst training. Then we have a set of quick and easy exercises that I did with my friend and colleague, Dr. Lindsay Berkson. It's funny. She's funny. We just had fun doing that. And then exercise routines for busy people, which was done with another friend and colleague, Michelle Melendez. And then this is all on the same page. We've got more exercise videos. These were me and just with my fitness trainer, and she just guided me through. She held the camera, and we took these on one of those old, it was when they first came out, those little camera things that quickly went out the window as soon as iPhones started to have really good quality videos. So that company didn't last very long. But I had one of them. So there's all kinds of exercises of me doing, using simple things, a medicine ball, a BOSU, hand weights, some of them just my body weight. The next one is some equipment. Like people want to know equipment. I've used the Vibram shoes for all my indoor exercise. I used to use those just exclusively those for running, and I recently found some other Zero shoes that I've been using for my outdoor running. And then I use the Vibrams on my inside stuff for my weightlifting and all that. And those are the five fingers, very much like barefoot, but they give you a little bit of grip. And then some other equipment. This is stuff that I have. And if you have anything to add, let me know and we'll add it. If you have something you want to donate in terms of, you know, doing a fitness video, if that's your expertise, let's do it. It's a great way to showcase you because you'll have your picture on the page and you'll have your URL, your website. If you have any kind of freebie, it gets put on the page and we'd put it up on our client's site. So anybody that has that stuff, I want to showcase you to our students. The exercise bands, right? You can put those in a suitcase and take them anywhere. And you can adjust the weight. Those are great. Small dumbbells. We have Bosu, which I love. That's that half ball. And I use it for balance. You can do weightlifting on it. Medicine ball, I love it. I have a 10-pound. There's also 12-pounders. There's 6-pounders. I carry my medicine ball up and down the stairs. And it's something where I can just, like, throughout the day, every time I go downstairs or upstairs, I can carry the medicine ball. And I just go as fast as I can up the stairs. I go slowly down the stairs because I don't want to trip. An exercise ball, you know, the big ball, it's, you see the green in that picture. And the exercise ball is awesome, and it's good for balancing. A step bench, I have one of those. You can see that in the picture where it's just like a little step, and you go up and down, and you can do push-ups on there, etc. And then the gliding discs, which I love because, again, you can stick them in your suitcase and take them on a trip. You either put the discs under your legs or your arms, and you're doing exercises that manifest a really good workout. You can look online for lots and lots of ideas, YouTube videos, and maybe what you do for your clients is you set up your own resource page on your website or your blog that you can send them to, and you may have some of the exercises there, either yourself or someone else. If you're not into fitness, you're not going to want to, you know, go recording all this stuff, but you really can't let this piece go, right? This is a part that's so important, and your job as a coach to them is to get them excited about the exercises. So these are all here for you to use to get them excited. We had this really nice set of stuff that Teresa Tapp donated, 4 weeks worth of exercises and little video clips. Now she has full sets of them that you can purchase, but she gave us just little clips of them to get people started. And it's a really great exercise program. Some of them are on YouTube and they're very inexpensive. So if it's something you want to look into the people who have exercise programs that are reasonably priced that you can help people to get a hold of. I know that Maria is going to start to do more, I think she might have started already, group classes where you actually, she gets together with a small group, like 4 or 5 or 6 people, and she sees them, they see her through Zoom, and she can watch them just like you're in an exercise class. If you're into fitness, that's something you can consider doing with your clients. You can have, you know, it as part of a membership site. She does it one-on-one with people too. So if you want to really show people this, you just get on a Zoom call with them and show them therapeutic exercise regimes that are good for them, for their particular limitations. Maybe they have some, you know, knee surgery and they can't do a lot of squats and all that kind of stuff, and you can help them put together a routine. Like, use the technology here, because when you just talk to them about it, it's one thing, but when you can actually show them, it's another. And that's why I did on 2 different occasions, brought in Maria once and Michelle another time to do it with our energy recharge people and to show them how easy it is to get that started. And then we put it on the library for them to be able to access. This was the one we did with Michelle, and she just sat in her office and we all did it. I did it with her. I got down on the floor. It was simple stuff, quick and easy stuff that people can fit into like 5 to 10 minutes. And when you can come up with that kind of stuff, you can look at what I've given you. You can come up with ideas and give them some good stuff. This was what Maria did. She did it on Zoom, right? And so we could see the people, and then she had them do different exercises. When you're doing it for a full-on workout, it's really a good idea to have a little bit of space or have a camera, a webcam that you can put on a tripod. That's what I have, and I have it on a tripod so I can move it and manipulate it so that she can see me best and correct me. She's always correcting me. So getting started with exercise, these are some of the routines. You can just click them, you can watch the routines, but these are simple, and I wanted to show you because, like, let's just look at the Bosu. Here's a Bosu one. Right. So there's simple exercises you can show them. Like, don't laugh too much. This is just me in my workout clothes.
She's got a 10-pound medicine ball. She's going to toss it up in the air and catch it without falling off. That's the key.
The idea is to squat down.
All right. So you can make simple videos. People, you know, it's not the best quality. It's just one of those little things, but it's good. It's there. You don't have to have
obviously
a professional team.
The lighter your medicine ball is, the easier this will be.
Yeah, that was a 10-pound medicine ball.
10 pounds is a lot.
Okay. Yeah, you can actually start
with. All right. So those are the kind of things you can do. And you can create a little library of things that you want them to do. And if you have several of these done, I mean, literally, these took me an hour do with a coach, you know, a fitness coach walking me through it. And then we just took the little MP4s because it made them in individual ones and we put them up. You can do this kind of thing on a Facebook Live. We all have access to Facebook Live. You can actually say, hey guys, I'm going to go on there. And even if only three people show up or one person shows up, you've made that recording. And then you can download that video and put it on a page. You can go to a blog and you just need the link and you stick it on. It's actually quite simple to do. And you'll have resources that you can share with your clients. And you can create multiple pages, a fitness page. You can create a page for each of these with the one things that you really want to do for them. And you get the idea of what that is, you know. So all of these, I just did them. They're all the same. And we did it during the same session. She just started it, stopped it on your cell phone. You start it, you do one video, you stop it, you do the next one and the next one. Now you've got like whatever number of files. You just upload them to your computer and you're done. I mean, it's really pretty darn amazing what we have available. And then we have the links. So I wanted to show you, like, if you go to the BOSU page, right? You, there's all kinds of places to get them. When I bought mine, it was like $120. And now there's all kinds of knockoffs of them. Like, look at this. There's a BOSU with the, does it come with the things there? Look at these. Some of these come with other kits. I mean, it's really easy to get. And it's right there on Amazon. So you can share this and figure out what's going to be the best routine for your clients. And then you can always do a Google search where you say, BOSU videos. And you can learn, you know, various exercises and send them to YouTube to watch these videos, right? Really simple stuff. Okay. Yep, and I've got that for all of them. I love the gliding discs. If you haven't seen the gliding discs, they're fun, they're easy. You put them down, you do push-ups, you do slides, and there's videos of all these different things. All right, I have a pack that flips. Some of them are just good for carpet, some of them are just good for hardwood floors. I have a set that I got for travel that I can flip. So one side is good for carpet, one side's good for hardwood, because you never know when you go to a hotel what's going to be there. I remember doing them one time in the bathroom because I had the ones that were not for carpet and the rest of the room was carpeted. So I was doing them in the bathroom and, you know, it's not a lot of room in there. You know what I mean? Small dumbbells, right? Most people are not going to want heavy ones. I have everything from 3 pounds up to 25 pounds. And it's just really helpful. Like, there's some $41 for just a set. Now, if this is a strong person, this set is not going to work real well for them because it's just 2, 3, and 5, right? And it gets much more expensive as you go to higher levels. But you get the idea. They can get just a little set of dumbbells that can help them. And if this is an older woman with osteoporosis and really needs the help, this is going to help tremendously with their bone density. I mean, you can educate them about this. It's pretty phenomenal. The medicine ball. I love these medicine balls. And mine isn't one of these. Mine is a, I don't know if they have one. It's a Danskin, so it's a soft-sided one here, like it's like that. And it's filled with sand or something. There it is, that one. That's mine exactly. Yellow 10-pounder. All different sizes, weights. And even if they just, you know, get a 6-pound medicine ball and start doing some squats with it, or lunges with it, it's going to start building up their body, and you can help them design a program that's just right for them. All right, I think that's it. Oh, exercise bands are phenomenal. They're good for therapeutic exercise as well as for endurance and cardiovascular and strength training. Look how inexpensive they are, right? $10.99 for all a set that's in a little bag. And they can stick it in their suitcase and carry it. And there's all kinds of exercise. And everyone comes with a little thing. So get a sense, really get to know your client, just like we always talk about your first visit. Get to know them, get to know their limitations, their fears, what they really are willing to do. And you work within that and make it fun for them.